Okay, this is aggressive couch 90.
Ooh, 90, huh?
Yep.
Fancy. So how's it going?
That's fine. We have a show tonight.
Yeah, at the West Shore again, right?
Yeah, and then we're playing next week at the Circle, and then we don't have anything until June.
Gotcha. Yeah, I might actually come out to that show at the West Shore again tonight.
Oh, great. I'm feeling a little sick, so I'm going to be pretty low energy. probably the worst show that I'm going to do all year. I mean, I've pretty much gotten over it, but I'm still not feeling right, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to take one of those new COVID tests.
And you haven't yet?
No, I did. It was negative.
Oh, okay.
Well, it was fun taking it.
You had to stick it up your nose or something?
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
That's not bad. I've been sticking things up there all my life.
I finally got that Lego out from years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually off this weekend. I have like no comedy and it's been fantastic.
Yeah. I know. I try to keep my hobbies like that to where they're not. Whenever I stop, I try to stop when there's still something to do. With anything, even with I found with a video game or if I'm binging a TV series or something, I always stop when you're getting a little bored, but you still, well, there's still one interesting thing, quit. Because then you'll want to come back to it and then you'll get right back into it after a few days.
Yeah, that's it. That's not me at all. It's just, I'm just happy to have these few days off because it's just a good mental break. Yeah. You gotta change it up. But I've been going for like weeks on it since like the beginning of January, having shows every weekend.
Yeah.
Then this coming week, I have three shows this week. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
We took off pretty much half of December, all of January, and half of February, apparently. First time we practiced was yesterday. We wanted to practice like 2 weeks ago, but it just kept falling through.
Yeah.
So we ended up taking 2 months off.
Yeah. Well, you have other people to deal with too. I'm just by myself.
Yeah.
So that helps for sure. I mean, it's like anything. If you don't pace yourself or give yourself time for other things, you can easily burn out.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. That's how I pace myself.
Yeah.
Like if I'm playing a video game, if there's one race left in the championship or one less island to conquer or whatever I'm doing, I stop. You know?
Yeah. Fancy.
Yeah, so you watch the Super Bowl?
Somewhat. I mean, I had it on in the background. I was doing some other things, so.
I thought for sure the Cincinnati Reds were going to win it.
Yeah.
Of course, I didn't watch a single second of it.
It did seem like they had a chance, but then, nope. As some people say, the fix is in, man.
Yeah. Whenever the bigger, more popular team that has a that's heavily favored to win wins a game, it's definitely fixed.
Well, I would definitely say they were helped because it was very odd that all like the entire game, they weren't like really calling penalties at all.
Yeah.
I mean, stuff for they normally do. And then just out of nowhere, it's like you get down to the fourth quarter and then, like the last few minutes, like now you're calling this. It's like, it's really weird.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, that one of Epstein's guys was found dead today. So
yeah.
Hanged himself in prison. Apparently. Yeah. That's not evidence. And of course the camera is not working in his cell.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. I think it's entirely possible, in fact, probable that he did kill himself. But, you know, why would you be such a dumb fuck to not have the camera working? I mean, it's going to be questions for all of eternity. And all they could have, you know, if they'd spent like the extra $5 just to get the damn thing fixed.
Yeah. Yeah, so strange things like that. I mean, yeah, there's always coincidences, but
yeah.
Yeah, you got to ask.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Thing is, people like that, particularly Epstein himself, it was about power and control, and he had lost all power and control. The last thing he had power over was to kill himself. I can easily believe that somebody like that would kill himself.
Yeah.
You know, that's just kind of the asshole that he was. Not going to give anyone any closure, not going to do anything.
He seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know anything about it. I've been trying to avoid the news completely.
Yeah. Well, that's about all I read. I read that and it's like, oh, that's, it's like, oh, of course, you know.
Yeah. I put that down more to complete incompetence and budget cuts as usual. People only doing the absolute minimum amount of their job.
Hey, we got another one hanging in here. Damn it. We keep telling you, you can't leave ropes in their cells.
Yeah. Yeah, the 23-hour suicide watch is not good enough.
Yeah. Is there anything else going on, man?
Not really. Skid Row Garage is supposed to be opening up in a couple months.
Are they opening back up in York, or do they have like a new place?
It's a new place in the same neighborhood as you go on Market Street into York right before you get to the bridge.
Yeah.
There was an Italian place on the left, right kind of across from the porn store.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where they're going to be.
Okay.
Still no parking lot.
Yeah. It's all street parking again.
Yeah.
That stinks.
Well, hopefully there'll be like two or three parking spots in the back for the bands, but that's about it. Same as it was before. Even as the band, since we were always the opening act, we were usually not allowed to park there. We could unload, but then it's like, all right, you got to move.
Well, if they're across the street from the porn store,
In that neighborhood.
Yeah.
I don't remember where the porn store was.
Yeah. It's like right there at the bridge. I think it was like the final building right before right as you cross the bridge, actually.
All right. I think this is a block up.
Yeah.
Well, it might be on the same block, but.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I remember when they closed down that place and they're saying like how in disrepair it was. Like there was like so much bird shit up on the roof and things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, who
that wasn't bird shit.
Yeah, who knows what it was. It might not have been human after all that time.
Yeah. Might have had a life of its own. One lightning strike away from developing consciousness.
But that place was always in like piss poor condition.
I don't remember that I ever went to that one.
I went in there once. And it was rough then. Because I'm like, well, I'm down here. I have to go in.
I know I went in. There was another one on George Street that I went into once.
Yeah.
It just, I don't know. Back then, that was all we had. Hard for kids to understand. These kids today, the lengths we had to go to see some tits.
Yeah. And that place wasn't much better either. I think that was the place that was called Cupid's, I think.
Yeah.
And it was right next to a church or something like that.
It's shocking how much nicer Excitement Video was.
Yeah. And it is. it still is nicer. I mean, they've kind of like converted it more into like a hybrid like smoke shop that happens to sell like pornography.
Yeah, slowly turning into Spencer's. As Spencer's is slowly turning into a porn shop.
But yeah, I mean, it's that's all geared towards women and stuff, as it should be. But again, it's not so seedy when you walk in. It's like, oh, this is just a shop.
Yeah. It's not dark. You know, the aisles are wide. It's not crammed full of merchandise.
Yeah. You know, it's really surprising that people that own porn shops, at least one person along the way that say, you know what? Maybe this place shouldn't be so creepy.
Yeah.
It's amazing it took them that long to to figure it out.
Yeah, suburban soccer moms want porn too.
Yeah. Or people just want to go, people want porn and they don't mind going in public places, but they don't want it to seem like,
yeah,
like it's in some weird basement because you're.
I think some people that was the attraction.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Yeah, it was titillation. It's kind of a safe titillation to go into this. Oh, I'm a wealthy businessman going into the seedy part of town. Yeah, they got to feel dangerous. Of course, it, you know, go pick up a hooker. That's a bit more dangerous.
Yeah, that's living on the edge.
Yeah. Start snorting coke off her ass, you know.
Yeah. And me and Laura were actually just talking about this recently because I don't know, something was on TV or something. And, you know, they, you know, like Deep Throat was shown in regular movie theaters.
Yeah.
And I told Laura, I was like, man, I would, of all the things to go time travel to do, I mean, I would love to go time travel to that time in history where that was just playing at a regular movie theater, like an 8 o'clock show on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Are we going to go see Carrie or Deep Throat tonight? I mean, it had to be wild. It's just, it's just funny to me.
I've never really been all that. Like if I could time travel, I don't think I would. You know, I mean, if it was like a holodeck kind of a thing, I'd probably be into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd be too afraid of screwing something up.
Yeah. But there's lots of things like that. Just be, it's like, really? This happened?
Yeah, but I watched Back to the Future. I know how these things end. End up becoming your own grandfather.
Yeah. Yeah, we've seen it happen. Yeah, you and Michelle should come out to a show sometime so you can actually see that I'm pretty decent at comedy.
Yeah. Like I said, we're rusty and I'm kind of sick. It's probably going to be our worst show for a year in either direction.
Yeah.
Although the last show we did two shows right before COVID hit. The one show down in Frostburg was awesome. And that's probably how we got in with the Savage Mountain Punk Fest because we did such a great job there. And then a week later, we played the Circle. And we sucked. We went into it all cocky coming off that really good show.
Oh, gotcha.
And it was just one disaster after another. And then the crowd just wasn't into it. If you know, you lose the crowd early on, that's the end of it. You can maybe win them back.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes that overconfidence can get you.
Yeah. And then we had like technical problems like early on in the set. So that threw us as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, never play a show with like a brand new bass. Just saying. the strap button came off. So I had to like fix that so Derek could play. Normally, like if one of us breaks a string, yeah, we'll just skip ahead to where a song where the other guy sings, right? We've done it before. It's no big deal. The audience doesn't care. But when two guys have to stop and sit there for like 3 minutes fixing something, fortunately, I had a screwdriver in my pocket knife. I was able to just put it back together.
Yeah, because it's not like you got a guitar tech sitting beside the stage for you.
Yeah, we don't have a spare bass.
Yeah.
I remember I used to do that. I used to bring a spare guitar in case I broke a string. Now I just change the strings frequently enough that that rarely happens.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing what cockiness can do to you.
Yeah.
That never happens in comedy.
Well, not only that, a lot of times you're only doing like, what, a 5-10 minute set?
Yeah, it like mics, you're only doing like 5 minutes.
Yeah. How about if you're actually a performer?
It depends. That could be anywhere from like 15 to 20.
Yeah. 20 minutes is a short show for us.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll play from 20 to 40.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can imagine if you die in the first 5 minutes and you're still up there.
Oh yeah. I mean, it can go terribly, especially. Yeah. I mean, even if you completely bomb it in a 5 minute set, that 5 minutes can seem like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
It can just, especially if you don't know how to like revel and enjoy your bomb.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's just a straight up bomb where you're just flaming out, yeah, that 5 minutes can be rough.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, it's incredibly frustrating too. If, when you do jokes that you know work normally, and you're like getting nothing, that's when it's like really feels like work.
Yeah,
because mentally you're in your head, you're like I fucking know these jokes work.
Mm-hmm.
So then at that point it becomes like, all right, is it you? Is it the crowd? Is it a combination?
Yeah, they say once you lose them, it's hard to get them back.
Yeah, it can be. Like I did one of the shows I did last week was this other show I did out in Havertown. because my career is going so great, I performed in the furniture store last Saturday, Dave.
Yeah.
And it was actually a lot of fun. It was up in Hamburg, and it was part of, this scavenger hunt that the whole town had going on. So there's a lot of people out going to different shops and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that went really well. I just had to like do some crowd work. I got the people into it, and I was fine. And then I went up to Havertown. I had a good set up there too. But I did lose them on like my second joke in for a second,
yeah.
Because I screwed the words up, and I was so mad at myself because it's like as soon as I said it, like in my head, it's like, you motherfucker, because I said it and there was a lot of women in the audience and they're like boo, like booing me.
Yeah,
but I got them back with the next one, so. But you know, I've had it good the opposite, horrible too, where you do something like that and it's like you can't get them back.
Yeah,
and that can be rough.
Well, especially since we're usually playing bars. Usually, what happens? Everyone just starts talking to the other people and ignoring us. Yeah. That's usually the worst that's happened. I don't think we've ever been heckled.
Yeah, I've had to. But luckily, I haven't had anything where I've been like heckled real bad. I mean, occasionally you'll get something, but you can shut people down easily.
Yeah.
But I've been on stage. I've been on stage before. You like tell a joke, and then someone will just go, just like normal conversation. Like that's not funny.
Yeah.
I mean, like with no, like no, cadence or anything. It's like, that's not funny. But at least that's the one thing that bands have. You can always, at least you have your guitar, so you can overpower the audience.
Yeah, I know. That helps a lot. And just having a mic stand and a guitar to hide behind.
Yeah.
That's, you don't have to worry about what to do with your hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably going to be pretty low energy tonight.
Oh, we know how. I know.
I mean, I keep saying that you haven't really seen me. A lot of times I'm on stage, I'm just cracking lame jokes left and right, saying stupid things, holding my own up there. I'm actually pretty decent. Tonight, I don't think I'm going to be.
Yeah. You never know. Just have fun with it, even if you feel like shit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something you like to do. Just have fun. Who cares if it doesn't go perfect? No one's going to know except for you, really.
Yeah.
Well, unless you really tank your songs, and that's not really the only way people are going to know.
All right. I'm probably going to be buying a new computer, or at least parts for one soon.
Yeah.
On one hand, this is a bad time to buy a computer, but hard drive prices, they had a serious accident at the one factory that makes about a third of the chips for solid-state hard drives. So the prices for solid-state hard drives are going to start going through the roof shortly.
Yeah. What happened at the hard drive factory?
I didn't read the details, but they had to throw out something like a whole 1 or 2 months worth of production.
Yeah. Damn.
And like I said, they make either a quarter or a third of all the chips for all the solid-state hard drives.
Yeah.
So.
That sucks.
Yeah, right as computer prices were starting to come back down, this happened.
Yeah. Yeah, Gavin, actually just him and his friends just built him a computer.
Yeah, you're getting a little quieter.
Is that better?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, he actually just got a computer probably like a month ago.
Yeah.
And he got some parts and stuff from his friends and things like that. So I think that it only cost him like $800 to build.
Yeah, it's going to cost me about $800 just, and I'm not touching the video card or the case.
Yeah.
I'm replacing just about everything else. But the problem is, looking at the latest games and various websites that say, you know, rate your system, the thing that's holding me back is the video card.
Yeah.
Everything else is adequate. Not great, but adequate.
Yeah.
The problem is, I can't run the new video card on my old motherboard. And if I upgrade the motherboard, the new motherboards don't support my old processor.
Gotcha. Yeah, so you're pretty much stuck now.
Yeah. The video card that's in there is about as fast as it's going to go. Yeah. So the other problem is I'm kind of at the tail end of the PCI 4 generation and AM4 socket. The new ones are coming out in the fall. So on one hand, that means that the old stuff is cheaper, but it also means that, you know, in probably 2 years, I won't be able to buy the latest video card. So it's all going to require PCI 5 and AM5. So,
yeah. But you're not really playing anything that demands a lot of processing power, though, are you?
No, but I don't want to get left behind.
Yeah.
And also, the company I work for gives me money. So it's going to cost me $800. They give me $400.
Yeah.
Every 4 years. So.
Fancy. I have to upgrade so I can play Lawnmower Simulator.
Yeah. I know, and I'm playing Forza 4, which, of course, that's a couple year old game, but it's running 1080p, which for my monitor, I don't need to go above 1080p, maybe 1200. But I would like to get those 3D glasses at some point.
Yeah.
And I'm going to need a much faster video card for that and probably a faster processor and everything.
Yeah.
But I'm really thinking about just getting off the upgrade bandwagon at some point. If I wasn't getting half the cost subsidized, I probably wouldn't upgrade now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a never ending chase, really.
Yeah.
But you know, almost anything really is a never ending chase.
Yeah. And at least this, it's not like TVs with their built-in obsolescence where they just, you know, comes with a 3-year warranty and fails 3 years plus a day.
Yeah.
You know, the new ones really are faster. The new machine is going to be about maybe a third faster CPU wise, but it's also going to use about a third less electricity.
Yeah. Finally, when I turn this on, it won't power down my house.
Yeah.
If you need a generator to run everything too, that might be a problem.
Yeah.
Because if weird science taught us anything, is you need more power.
Mm-hmm.
So you watching anything these days?
Yeah, YouTube.
Well, I mean, anything specific?
I'm just saying that it's like nothing that you've heard of.
Okay.
No, I haven't. I mean, I've been watching stuff, the same things. I don't know. Let me open it up. Yeah, you can beat video games.
Yeah. Is that like a motivational video?
No, it shows you step by step, room by room, how to beat various video games. Usually ones that are really, really difficult, from the NES.
Yeah.
And I don't know. The thing is, he's gotten through all the games that I've actually played.
Yeah.
You know, he's on to games that I've like barely even heard of. Yeah. I don't know. It's good background noise. I'm not really watching it.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm watching tool restoration and modification stuff. Car repair videos. Accordion repair videos, for Christ's sake.
You know you've hit rock bottom when you're watching accordion repair bottoms.
Yeah.
In case you ever need to repair an accordion.
Yeah. It's interesting, you know. It's watching somebody do all this mechanical woodwork.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the other thing. I've discovered people doing videos about old aircraft.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's about it.
Do you love telling people that you're watching accordion repair videos?
No. It's not something I'm proud of, but it's not anything I'm embarrassed of either. It is, you know?
It is what it is, right? That almost sounds like something like a serial killer would say. It's like, I'm not really proud of it, but you know, it gives me something to do on the weekends, you know?
Yeah. I was thinking something. I don't remember. I thought something about serial killers.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Yeah, the light's gone out. Sorry. Right. How about, I just started a great big project on Friday. Finally got all the pieces in. Well, all but one.
Okay.
I won't say what it is, but, yeah, it's a fairly big project. Probably take me working on it an hour a day, probably a week or more.
Yeah.
And I'm notorious about walking away from projects that are half finished or only half assing it.
Yeah.
Working really careful and detailed for like three quarters of it and then just slapping it together. I'm trying to go really slow on this one and make sure that I do it right, but not go so slow that I lose interest and give up.
Gotcha. And when are you going to start?
Well, like I said, I started yesterday.
Okay.
I got one component just about done. Well, maybe halfway done. I'm holding it in my hand, so it can't be that big. All I can say is it has something to do with music in my band, but, and it's a physical object.
And it's going to take you about a week.
Yeah, that's assuming that I stick with it and don't get bored or whatever. Or if I find myself getting frustrated, I'll have to stop. But if I find myself losing interest, I'll have to force myself to start, you know?
Yeah. And you can't force yourself to power through.
No, because then I'll end up shortcutting. And I will say this, it gets hooked up to mains power.
Yeah.
So I can't shortcut safety on this thing. It's got to be right.
Yeah.
That kind of gives away what it is. Because obviously it's not a guitar. So what do you plug a guitar into?
Yeah. I'm going to say a pedal. Or it could be an amp.
It's one or the other. Possibly both.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I actually have enough pieces to build several of these things.
Yeah. You can do it.
Yeah, it's just that, will I get it done? I told the guys in the band 6 months.
Yeah.
That gives me some leeway.
Yeah.
As long as I don't hit any snags and get frustrated, if it's straight ahead, see, I don't know exactly how difficult the next step is going to be.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that it's easy. If it's easy, then yeah, everything will be done. Maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But if I have to start troubleshooting things, or if I did, I already found one mistake, but I fixed it.
Yeah.
If I have to start troubleshooting stuff, man, that's a lot of fun, but it's also frustrating.
Yeah.
And if it's energy, it's demoralizing while you're troubleshooting. The longer you troubleshoot, the less willpower you have. And then when you finally nail it, you get all that willpower back and then some.
Yeah.
So just if something goes wrong, I crack it in a timely manner. Oh yeah. I might start another project. Yeah. We took some, I don't know what you'd call it, some touchy feely crap at work on Friday, where we took these questionnaires and it would like sort people into, okay, you work this way, you work that way. One of the things I specifically said is, well, David, you're one of the people, you have a lot of energy at the start of a project. You have difficulty following through. It's like, excellent at brainstorming. It's like, yes. And then closure. It's like, yeah, closure. That's for doors.
I just finished a book the other day. I've been forcing myself to read more.
Yeah. Did you ever read that Bob Mould book I gave you?
No, that's on my list. No, I have it here. I have several books, but I just finished this one. So now I got to go finish. Because I have a bad habit of I'll start a book, then I'll read like half of it, then I'll just stop reading it.
Yeah.
Then a week later, I ask myself, I wonder how that ends.
Yeah.
then I'll think about it. It's like, I don't know if I want to go back to reading it. So
there's two things. First of all, when I start a book, I have a hard time putting it down. Once I put it down, I have a hard time picking it back up.
Yeah.
Because I'm afraid of losing another 6 hours or whatever.
Yeah.
The other thing I found, you're not getting judged. Okay. Skip ahead a chapter or two, or just browse a chapter until it gets interesting again.
Yeah.
If you get more enjoyment out of a book by only reading 3/4 of it. Look, no, you're not getting graded. This is for enjoyment. If you enjoy it better to skip this chapter, skip it.
Yeah.
You know, just, or skip ahead and read the end and then go back and read pieces.
Yeah. So I finished that book. So now I'm going to go back and
finish. Which book was it?
It's called How to Fail at Stand-Up Comedy.
Okay.
And it's a really good book. It's a pretty quick read. It's only like 250 pages.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that wrote it, I worked with him like 2 weeks ago. And he has written like 3 books, like 2 fiction books, then this book.
Mm-hmm.
Nonfiction. But it was just very good. I mean, some of it was just like, oh, this seems obvious. But then it's just about how, it was just more of like a guide to, like, if you are doing stand up, just how cruel and how it was great because it was just very honest and direct.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, this isn't for everybody. And it's like, it's soul crushing a lot of times and expect this. And it's like, yeah, I get that. And then some other stuff, like from the writing aspect and things like that, has helped me. And so I like that. It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I'd recommend that to anybody that's going to do comedy.
Yeah.
So the next book I'm going to read is I'm going to go back and finish Catcher in the Rye again.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had read that like in school a long, long time ago. And I was like, you know what? I want to read it again. So
yeah.
So I found a copy of it in an old bookstore. And so I read like half of it. Then I put it down. Mm-hmm. And then we went back to it.
Which bookstore?
The one in York, the Emporium.
Okay.
So I bought it. So I'm going to finish that one. I only got like 100. That's a quick read too. Because I think that book's only like 200 and some odd pages. So I only got 100 on that. So I'm going to I'll probably finish that this weekend.
Yeah. Last book I read was Richie Ramone's autobiography when it came out.
Yeah.
Because I do a lot of reading, but it's like Wikipedia type stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I read a lot of articles and things like that online.
Yeah.
But, you know, like just sitting down and reading a book. Sometimes not so good at just doing all the time.
Yeah.
Just trying to change things up and, because like I've been, you know, for a while now, I've been like really bored of watching stuff on TV and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just tired of more of the same type stuff. And like, I don't want to watch fucking superheroes over and over again.
Yeah.
So I've just been really, and I think too, it's partly because of like just how much I've been writing and stuff. So like finding like good stories and just good writing in general, I enjoy.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like where I'm at right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think for me to read something, it's like I need it to like catch me. Then that way I can just roll with it.
Yeah. Of course, I rarely read fiction.
Yeah.
Even when I'm reading, I tend to read either autobiographies or like trivia books.
Yeah.
where everything's a real short read. It's, you know, here and there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And even if half the facts are made up, it's like, it's all right. I'll forget it by the time I'm on the next page.
Yeah. Yeah. I do like autobiographies as well. Just the story, especially if it's someone you're interested in and you want to hear their story, especially if they have a wild story, like it's like crazy shit.
Yeah. I've read all these punk rock books, autobiographies. Most of them seem to be, it's almost as if they were all written by the same person. I think a lot of them were.
Yeah.
But they're great reads, but you're not necessarily getting a lot of the flavor of the person. You're getting a lot of interesting stories, but it's just like somebody telling you interesting stories.
Yeah.
Whereas I got to warn you about that Bob Mould book. It really does feel like, even though he did basically dictate it, it really is like he wrote it.
Yeah.
You really feel like he's just like his music. It's like he's completely bearing his soul in that thing.
Yeah.
Giving you details you didn't necessarily want to know. It's like autobiography. Well, it's my personal catharsis. You're just going to have to deal with it.
Yeah. He's actually like coming to, he's doing like the solo electric down in York.
Yeah.
Like in May, I believe. Yeah. He's coming to like the Cap Theater or whatever.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
I think I may actually go to it.
Yeah.
Because I'm somewhat interested. Because I've seen clips and stuff online, but
yeah. I wonder if he gonna like plug his phone into the PA, use that as a backing track.
No, it's him and just his electric guitar. That's it.
Yeah,
and I think he talks some. You know, he'll talk in between songs, but then he'll play and it's just solo electric.
Yeah. I wonder how that, I might check some videos online to see how that works.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think like most of those shows is just like, he comes out, he's like, hey, Bob, hey, what do blah, 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 play a song. Hey, we'll talk about this, blah, blah, yeah. blah.
Sort of like one of those acoustic unplugged things where they tell you some storytellers or whatever.
Yeah.
But he has an electric guitar and so one of those lame acoustics.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. The Queers and the Dwarves are going to be in Mechanicsburg on June 24th.
Yeah. Well, the Queers were just at like HMAC not too long ago.
Yeah. And I didn't go. Coincidence?
Yeah.
I'd like to see the Dwarves though.
Yeah.
Even though I only know a handful of their songs, that'd probably be a pretty interesting show.
Yeah. Where are they playing at Mechanicsburg, do you know?
They're playing at the... there's that place in Harrisburg we've played at a dozen times. I don't remember the name of it.
Okay.
Let me open Google Maps.
Al is coming back to Lancaster in the summer for his self-indulgent tour again.
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
yes, he's JB Love Drafts, the one in Mechanicsburg, not the one in Harrisburg. All they opened a second branch.
Yeah. Okay.
So when is Al playing?
It's sometime this summer. He's coming to that Lancaster, the American Music Theater in Lancaster.
Okay. Yeah, because I still have tons of vacation. I might, if it's on a weekend, maybe get an Airbnb or something out there.
Yeah.
This last time we actually went, even though it's not that long of a drive. And it's not like Al's going to be playing it like till 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, very true.
But still, it was just an excuse to go out and just stay in a hotel room and eat junk food for a couple days.
Yeah. No, I get it. So I may go to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Saturday, August 6th, it looks like.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think we have. Yeah, that's a possibility.
Yeah, then. Yeah, you still get this. And Phillips is opening for him again.
Yeah. Oh, he's playing the 6th and the 7th.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, why not?
Yeah. Yeah, if you're going to see any shows, try to see him in the summer before the next variant of COVID comes around.
Yeah.
I don't know. Things keep getting, you know, less and less and less bad with COVID. I don't want to speak too soon.
Yeah, I mean.
This winter wasn't as bad as last winter.
No.
Now they got treatments and things, and most people have either had the disease or gotten a vaccine at this point, so they'll have at least some protection.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of how I view it, is like, you know, I got boosted and all that shit, so, you know, there are certain places I'll still wear a mask when I'm out.
Yeah.
But, you know, I go out and do comedy and stuff without a mask, and that's the reason I got vaccinated and stuff, so I could go out.
Yeah.
And, you know, try and live my life some.
Yeah, and Kirk got COVID.
Yeah.
And he's vaxxed and boosted, and he just had like a sore throat, runny nose.
Yeah.
He's still a few weeks in, like once or twice a day, he'll just like hit a wall. It's like, I got to sit down, you know, low oxygen.
Yeah.
But then, you know, 15 minutes later, he's back, you know, breathes heavy for a little while, and he's back on his feet like nothing happened.
Yeah.
So there's.
Yeah. So that's kind of the way I view it, you know, and.
At some point, the risk is going to be low enough that you're just going to have to suck it up.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm expecting this winter is probably going to be bad, but not as bad as the last winter. And then maybe we'll be through it. Maybe we won't.
Yeah.
You know, you really can't make predictions about this.
No. But hey, we'll see. It's thankfully a little better. It's still, yeah, the weirdest thing about coming out of all this is like, because you know, everyone's behavior has been changed. So it's like shows sometimes are weird.
Yeah.
Because there's been a lot of, especially in this area, like when, like if you do a show on a Friday night, you know, people come out, but it's not like us, like it used to be. Now everyone tends to come out on Saturday nights,
mm-hmm.
instead of like both nights on the weekend. It's like now it seems people are like, well, I'm either gonna go out Friday or I'm gonna go out Saturday, not both.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing that I've noticed.
Yeah. I've also noticed a lot of, just as far as like unemployment, I know a lot of people that were working like two or even three jobs are only working one or two.
Yeah.
And now with inflation kicking back it up, they're starting to look at getting a second or third job again.
Yeah. So who knows what will happen?
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like I'm free that weekend in August.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have anything booked in August yet.
Well, we don't have any. I mean, I've got a vacation date actually penciled in for the 12th. but I can easily move it to like the 8th or the, that'd be the 5th. I have to plan all this stuff out. I have to write it down or I forget.
Yeah.
I'm just, it's not that I write all this shit down because I'm an organized person. I write it down because I'm a very disorganized person. Yeah, not like that. Michelle, since she works with so many other people, she's got seniority, but still she doesn't like bullying the other employees to take a vacation day. I mean, she's a supervisor. She's not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
So she has to get her vacation set like 6 months in advance.
It's the only way I can live is by bullying people.
But I've got a shitload of vacation days to take.
Yeah, I still got a couple of weeks vacation I use, but I haven't decided what I'm doing yet because I've been toying with the idea of maybe going down to Austin for a week or two.
Yeah.
And things like that. And trying to get something worked out for the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try and put like a little tour together for myself.
Yeah. I don't know that we'll ever be able to tour unless there's real money in it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some of us are sort of cash strapped. I mean, sure, I could just take off 2 weeks of vacation.
Yeah.
But unless I'm going to bankroll the whole thing. Yeah, because I'm not sleeping in a van for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what you have to do, or sleep on somebody's floor after the gig.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to do that. But who knows, you know? Yeah, we're living this crazy lifestyle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's punk rock and comedy.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't get crazier than that.
I tell people I'm the most boring person in all of punk rock. I suppose there's probably people who are more boring, but they're not frontmen.
Yeah. I don't know. You never know. I think I'm going to have to piss soon.
Yeah. It's not quite been an hour, but that's all right. Sometimes the shorter ones are the best.
Yeah.
The less you have to hear from us, the better.
Exactly. Yeah, we've been running our, me and Dame have been running ours at like 45 to 50 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems to be perfect right now.
Yeah, but you guys have stuff to talk about. You're interesting.
Sometimes. And it all depends.
I'm not sure who else is listening to this other than Michelle.
Well, that's better than this. At least you could say, well, oh, my dad's listening.
Yeah.
That would be hard one. Who's your biggest fans? Oh, my dad.
Yeah. Well, my dad never pays any attention to any of this stuff that I do.
Yeah. Well, he's busy, you know.
Oh, yeah. Playing golf, sleeping in.
Yeah, see, he's busy.
Yeah, he was saying how he's trying to stop, like, sleeping later and later and later every day.
Yeah.
And just stop losing days.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to at least get up at the same time, or at least get up every day.
Yeah. My grandmother, she's not an early riser. She sleeps in as well.
Yeah. Yeah, but sleeping later every day and then losing a day.
Yeah. I mean, that could be a problem.
Yeah, that's fun to do in the summer if, like, you got it's like, oh, we're going to the amusement park in 2 weeks when you're a little kid.
Yeah.
Like, stay up later and later. It killed. Hey, I'm one day closer to the amusement park.
Yeah, that book I just read, he told a story about, like, how he was drinking too much on the road. And he talked about this one night where he got, like, blackout drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And he got back to his hotel room. It was, like, Saturday evening. And he said, like, at 3 p.m. The next day, they were banging on his door to get him out of there. But it wasn't Sunday. It was actually 3 p.m. Monday.
Yeah.
And he was still asleep. He was like, what the fuck? That's when you really lose a day. Like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I actually slept in yesterday, like 11.
Yeah. I tried to get up within an hour, like 5 during the week, 6 on weekends.
Yeah.
The only time I turn my alarm off is on a long vacation.
Yeah. I don't need to get up early on my days off unless I absolutely have something going on.
Yeah, if I'm just taking a 3 or 4 day weekend, I go ahead and get up, you know. And you remember, I'm a night owl. I just force myself to get up in the mornings, you know. There's just so much more to do. I seem to just get a lot more done. I just feel a lot better.
Oh, yeah, I would agree with that. Like, if you're sleeping in, you know, it's a different animal than, like, getting up at, like, a reasonable time in the morning and doing things.
Yeah. Yeah, but, like, on a long vacation, oh, hell yeah, I just turn everything off and sleep as late as I want.
And as you should.
I might even stay up all night and get up and, you know, go out and view the sunrise at the beach and then go to bed.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we're just rambling, just trying to think of things.
Yeah. And I got to piss anyway.
All right. Well, this has been Aggressive Couch 90. I'm Dave.
And I'm Ron.
All right. We'll see you next time.
Bye.